Guys, I have committed the cardinal sin of a lawyer. I have inaccurately set your expectations, and I apologize to each and every one of you, not the least of which is our next speaker. And I apologize to those of you at home. We have one speaker left today. It was not Jim Perdue Jr. The good news is you don't have to go out in the heat quite yet, and you get to hear about storytelling and themes. Charles Bennett wears two hats as a lawyer. He is both a plaintiff's attorney out of Dallas with Bennett Injury Law. He is also a trial consultant. He's had some amazing results in 2021 on a $19,000 offer and $40,000 in meds. He was able to get a $325,000 verdict at a conservative county in Dallas. In 2019, his consulting practice brought in verdicts in excess of $35 million from 8 different cases. So without further ado, our real last speaker, and I, from the bottom of my heart, apologize for the mistake, Mr. Bennett.
Are you sure? I'm positive.
All right. Thanks for having me. And this is kind of cool for me to follow Jim, one, because he's Jim, and two, because I'm kind of following up on some of the things he was talking about with wordsmithing and language and kind of all of that. But So I am a plaintiff's lawyer, obviously, so this is just like Jim's talk, a little bit slanted towards plaintiffs. I'm going to be talking a little bit about what kinds of things defendants do from our perspective in their voir dire and their presentation to kind of affect their case. Ever since law school, we've been taught that duty, breach, causation, and damages is the best way to get to money, right? But we've learned the hard way, or I've learned the hard way, as I think many plaintiffs have, that is wrong. It was supposed to be an X across the whole thing. But there's some psychology that goes on in the courtroom. There's a lot of it that goes on in the courtroom. And so I want to talk a little bit about what that is and how do we identify that. And then if there weren't defense lawyers here, then I would talk about how we counteract that. But I'm not going to be able to. So let me start with belief systems and what human belief systems and how that affects what we do. There was a guy that was that believed with his whole heart that he was, let me back this up so it's not, there we go. There's a guy who believed that he was a zombie. And he wouldn't eat, he wouldn't drink, he wouldn't go to the bathroom, he wouldn't get out of bed. And so he gets committed to a psych ward, a psychiatric ward, and the doctors and nurses are committed to trying to convince him that he's not a zombie. And so the doctors go in and they say, look, man, you're not a zombie, you gotta eat. And he's like, nope, I'm a zombie, zombies don't eat. So, well, at least you gotta try to drink something. I mean, you're not a zombie. He goes, nope, zombies don't drink. Well, get out of bed. Let's go. Let's walk around a little bit. Zombies don't get out of bed. I'm going to lay here. I'm a zombie. That's what I'm going to do. And this goes on for over a day until a young, over 24 hours, until this young doctor comes up to the psych ward floor, and he sees the group of doctors and nurses standing outside his room, and he walks over there, and he says, what's going on? And they say, well, we got a patient in there who believes that he's a zombie, and we don't know what to do with him because he won't eat or drink. He won't get out of bed, and he's about to die. And so this young doctor says, would you mind if I go talk to him? And they go, nothing else is working, go for it. So he walks in, he sits down next to the bed, and he starts just talking to this guy about his day, about coming to work, parking in the parking lot, walking up to the hospital, saying hello to people, and coming up onto the psych ward, and then walking to this guy's room. And then he leans forward real close to him, and he says, I hear you're a zombie. He goes, do zombies bleed? And for the first time, the patient kind of looks at him and says, no, of course not. And so this was a long time ago, and the doctor pulls out a pin and pricks his arm, and a little drop of blood shows up and starts to trickle down the zombie patient's arm. And the zombie goes, oh my God, zombies do bleed. And the next thing the doctor says is, let's find out what else zombies can do. And within a week, the guy's eating, he's drinking, he's going to the restroom, he's out of bed, and he gets back out of the hospital and he's back in society, behaving as humans do, but believing that he's a zombie. And so from our perspective as plaintiff's lawyers, this, I think, is a valuable lesson to say we're not going to change anybody's belief. But if we argue on a different level, we may be able to use those beliefs or use those people that still have those beliefs that may be counter to some of the things we're doing to help us in our case.